full moon, I tell you.
You're just about 1,400 miles out now.
Roger, 1,400 miles out from the moon, and the view is actually just incredible, like Gene has described. We're all just laughing up here, just looking at it. Again, we've said before, it's a good thing we came in backwards at nighttime where we couldn't see it, because if it's coming in from this light, we really have to shut your eyes, over.
Roger, I understand. Tom, how about going to the other position on ALC, and let's see how it looks.
There's the other position. Okay. Shall we be shooting this whole thing at F-22?
Roger, I understand. Okay, that's good, Tom. Going back, let's see, I'm actually on...
We're going back to...
We're outside now, Joe. How's that? That's where we were. We just went inside for a while and came back.
Roger, that's a lot better. Stay on the outside.
And again, the whole area looks, that volume material is brownish, and still the color hasn't changed much. It's brown and tan with white, so there's...
With a mid-course of a foot a second, we must be at Carter.
That's pretty close.
Boy, that's an absolutely incredible targeting down there. Congratulations.
You almost begin to start smiling, can't you?
Yeah.
I bet Phil Schaefer has a smile across his face if he's around, over.
Yeah, he's in the room down the hall. I'm sure he's grinning.
To have one on me.
Roger, will do.
How come all you people are up? How come all you people are up this early in the morning?
That's normal working hours, Gino.
All right, try to pick out a couple more interesting characteristics. Again, you can see that one straight crater up to the side. Actually, here's a better view. I can see the landing site coming in now. And we'll go down and take a look at Messier, Messier B, the Tyrannus twins. We can see it from here. We'll put the zoom to them.
You can walk right up the landing site, just like we did when we were down there. You can see Seki, you can see the Apollo Ridge. You can see all those little ridges reflected very well in sunlight. You can't quite see our Sidewinder Diamondback Ridge at this time, however.
Okay, we understand. Yeah, that little crater that you're bringing into focus, bringing into zoom now with the rays, that's a real interesting little feature, isn't it?
Yeah, would you ask Jack Schmidt to please ask him what the name of that crater is, just for identification? I think we may have seen that before, over. That is Sub Serena's name.
I think you got a gotcha on Jack Schmidt. He's grimacing and his head is furrowing now, but we'll have a name for you in a minute. Jack says that the name of that one is temporarily Tom's crater.
That sounds good. Okay, and right ahead from the bright craters, you walk on across there. You can see Moki. There's Moki, and right up in there, if anybody from Oklahoma's listening, that's what we term the Oklahoma Hills, is on the right. Over.
Roger, we got those, Tom.
fact, this camera's got such good resolution, I think I can even zoom on both of you from here.
Okay, we'll stand by.
Do you see the bright crater in the center of the screen there?
Roger, we got it.
That is bulky. The landing site one is right to your left there, at least it's in my monitor. And so here we can see landing site one. In fact, we can even see crater 130 in this tube. And all the white area, or probably be the tan area, it's white, white, black. It's white, black, and white tube, but it's brown and tan out there as you look there. That's what we call the Oklahoma Hills, over.
Roger, Tom, I got it. Looks great. That's too bad that y'all don't have color TV up there. This is a great view.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to zoom back again. That volume material is really looking a deeper brown now.
Roger, okay.
Hey, Joe, we're starting to see the Terminator come in, I believe. We're starting to see the Terminator come in on the far side, which is really getting to be interesting. And I might say we're a little thankful for it, too.
Roger, I understand.
We're going to show you a picture of the far side of the Terminator in just a few minutes. So one thing I'd like to point out, if I could, back on this, hey, those two sprayed craters, and I've made some drawings of them to bring back as to what it does. Even here, I'm going to try to zoom on them.
Okay. About 2,000 miles out now, 10.
Roger, understand, 2,000 miles out.
I never thought anything could be as enjoyable as this, even with a fuel cell light on.
Roger. Roger, we can pick it up now, and we're picking up the rays, Tom.
Okay, as you look at that crater, again, the bottom floor of it is tan. You can see some slumping on the walls. The sides are chalky white. The rays going out are light tan. The area surrounding it is a darker tan. And then you move over to the Maria area, which is a darker brown up here. But the crater is really a beautiful crater. It stands out with all those rays on it. And down below, you can see the remains of an old crater that's filled with the Maria material. I'll try to put it right in the center of your screen, and it is right at the edge where the Maria starts. Can you see it over?
Roger, we got it. And it looks like there's another one on over to the left and down a little bit, another old crater with some Maria in the middle. Now, that may be shadow.
Sure is, right there.
What color did you see all that was, Tom?
Say again, over.
What color did you say that was?
Our guidance officer. Now, Roger, if that was Phil Chambers talking, just tell him that he's got a bottle of champagne to him for that vector. Over.
Now, that was Deke. He was wondering to verify the color of that Maria.
Okay, I don't know what he's talking about, but we'll talk about that later. Over.
Got one coming for not passing up any pads while we were gone from John. Hey, I bet we fooled off
Snoopy. Okay, Houston, I've got an interesting sight. In fact, we've never seen, Houston, take a look at this. We've never seen this before. The varied colors. And you see the two Maria areas on the left?
Glad you got it.
Now, the one, the one right, they're different shades. The one right in the center is a darker brown, and the one over to the left, you can see where they've flown, they flowed together there. It is a lighter brown, tending to a tan, and I'll put the zoom on it and hope you can get it. Here it is. We've never seen this before ourselves.
Okay, it's showing up pretty good right now, the way you're describing. There you go. That looks great.
It's like a couple of different flows there.
Right. Now, right in the center of your screen, you should see the discontinuity between the two Maria areas. The one on the right is a darker brown, tending, it's nearly a chocolate brown now, and the one on the left is a tan. Over.
Roger. That's just how they're coming in down here, Tom.
All right, great. Hey, if you look over in the distance, you can see the nighttime coming on the moon up there, the Terminator. And you really get some outstanding features there.
Roger, we got that.
The first time we've been able to look at this distance and see a real discernible difference in the Maria materials, but this is really kind of a classic, I think, there. You can see the flows. And also, if you take a look, I'll try to zoom some more on the Maria on the left, you can see some of the darker material near the upper edge of that where it's flowing in there.
Roger.
Okay, that's the picture we have now. You can see we're probably well on our way out close to 3,000 miles now. It's still a beautiful view. In fact, just looking at you, recollect that we've come a long ways in a few years. You can just imagine where we're going to go in a few more years, over.
Roger that, Tom.
I just want to check the resolution of this camera and zoom in on Censorinus and the landing site where Apollo 11 will land, and I'll go back and zoom in on that again, over.
Roger.
Okay, there's Censorinus. Over here is the crater Mulkey. Pardon me, Masculine, Masculine Bay. We come down here to a little bright crater there. It's right near the tip of the Oklahoma foothills there. It's called Mulkey, and to the left, right in this area, is the landing site for Apollo 11 should land. Over.
Okay, we got them all, Tom. They're coming through real good.
Boy, right now it's like watching it through a telescope. That's fantastic.
And right in the center of your screen is the landing site, and again, you can see the hills on the other side down in this area. But the approach is very well marked by Censorinus there on one side, and then lead in there from the two Masculine craters, over.
Roger. We're getting real good resolution down here, Tom.
Okay. I guess we've been up nearly 24 hours now, but the view is so great, I don't think we're going to go to sleep for a few more hours, over.
Okay, you understand, Tom.
Just looking at this is about the best go feel you can ever have, over.
Roger.
the colors come out the same to you, the same as we see them here, and you can see the discontinuity there by those two craters, over.
Roger. That looks great, Tom, just like you're describing it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Houston, this is Apollo 10. All three of us are commenting again about this fantastic view out here, and how it's probably just as well that we approach this thing at night side where you can't see it, because if we approach at this angle coming in, you'd really have to shut your eyes. Over.
Right, you understand.
You know, I wasn't really skeptical when we were coming in. I just said I believe all that targeting when I saw 60 miles, and I don't believe her, and you got one on me, but boy, I tell you, if we were going forward now, it'd be a different story.
Roger.
Along that line, I want to congratulate you on that 5-degree wind mark. It was perfect.
Okay, good copy.